Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Greetings, one and all. I am Eugene Meltzner.
And I'm Bernard Walton. Welcome to BTV.
Actually, we're here at a factory in downtown Odyssey for a special engineering edition of BTV.
What?
That's right. You see, today we're going to examine the subject of compression.
Eugene...
Perhaps it's best to start with the dictionary meaning.
Eugene...
Compression is the process by which the working substance in a heat engine is made more compact.
Eugene...
It is also the engine cycle during which this process occurs.
Eugene...
What is it, Mr. Walton? We're on the air.
Today's show is not about compression.
It isn't?
No, it's about compassion.
Compassion?
That's right.
But I don't have anything prepared for... I didn't read about... Oh, this is very embarrassing. I was certain I heard correctly, and now I've... On television, no less.
Now, if you're feeling sorry for Eugene right now, that's part of compassion. And that's also what we're going to talk about here on BTV, so stick around.
Coming through! Welcome back to BTV! Hey, Bernard!
Yeah, hey yourself! So what is compassion anyway? Is it just feeling sorry for someone like we did for Eugene, or is it more? And why is it important for us to have and to practice?
I have it now. I'm all prepared. Compassion is a sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it.
Meaning?
Feeling sorry for someone.
We know, Eugene. We covered that already.
You did? But I thought I could help you, and now I... I didn't know that you...
Now, people have thought about compassion for a long time. In fact, in the 1600s, a famous playwright named William Shakespeare had this to say on the subject.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. It is enthroned in the hearts of kings. It is an attribute to God himself, and earthly power doth then show likest gods when mercy seasons justice.
Now, you probably noticed that he used the word mercy, which is another part of compassion. You also probably noticed that it was hard to understand just about everything else he said. William Shakespeare wasn't the clearest guy in the world.
Wilt thou pluck out mine beard and blow it in my face? I resenteth thou thine insinuation, Puffinger!
You see what I mean. A better way to find out about compassion is to take a look at a few examples of it. And the best way to do that is, how else?
A story by Bernard.
In a little town, there lived a shoemaker named Marty.
Shoes of any kind, that's what I make. Pumps, sandals, boots, tennies, clogs. I make a wingtip that's to die for.
Marty's shop was a tiny room in a basement. There was only one window in the place, which gave him the eye-level view of the street.
What better way to see everybody's shoes?
Marty had always been a good man and a devout believer in God. But as he got older, he began to think more about how he could honor and draw closer to his heavenly father.
Sure, I love shoes, but come on, they hardly compare to God. What are you thinking?
So each night, Marty read his Bible, then prayed earnestly that somehow, some way, he might see Jesus.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Lord, I know you don't make many physical appearances these days, but if it's possible, I sure would like to see you. Just once. Even a glimpse would be nice. Thanks.
One night after a particularly hard day's work, Marty was so exhausted he fell asleep in mid-prayer.
Now I lay me down to...
While he was sleeping, a voice said to him,
Marty, Marty, look out your window tomorrow, and you shall see me.
The voice faded, and Marty jerked awake.
Was that you, Lord? Lord? Must have been a dream, but it seems so real. Look out my window, huh? That's silly. You're a silly man, Marty. Go back to sleep.
Marty snuggled under the covers and soon returned to Slumberland. But next morning, he couldn't get the voice out of his mind.
Maybe it was real.
And he set about his daily tasks, looking frequently out the window, just in case.
What's the matter with looking? Looking hurts nothing. Well, I'm gonna miss the Lord if he should walk down my street. Give me a break.
It was a cold, snowy day, and as morning wore on, Marty saw the usual passers-by and people from the neighborhood, including an old soldier named Stephen who lived in a basement across the street.